Hello.
Is this Chris Herron?
Man, the one and only.
Chris, what's up?
Nothing much. I know what time it is now.
What's happening today?
Man, let me tell you something. I have went out and purchased a little something for the old Kalen DeBoer game. Called I know it as a television.
Man, you upgraded from that 19-inch.
I did, actually. And I think I'm going to like it.
Man.
Got a little rained on the way home, but it's okay. A little water ain't never hurt nothing.
Hey, did you put a strap on it and slap it so that ain't going nowhere?
Man, let me tell you something. I had the nicest guy come up, help me load it in the bed of my truck. The problem is I forgot to unload everything out of the bed of my truck. So he was just as frustrated as I was.
Well,
but I had an old rope back there. We threw a bull rope around it, and she made it home.
Man, it's game day, Chris. I mean, we've been waiting all year for this, and it's game day. How you feel?
Man, I feel wide open, straight ahead, and I'm ready. I am. It's here.
I mean, this is better than a birthday. It's better than Christmas. It's opening day of Alabama football.
6 o'clock tonight.
And listen, for reference, it's 4:40 right now. We're like an hour and 20 minutes from kickoff. And I wanna review a little bit that me and you have already talked about. You have already came out and have given a little bit of a prediction. When I say a little bit, I mean you've predicted every game this year. And
what I do.
Well, and you started out by telling us that Bama's gonna go 11-1 this year. That's what you said.
Yeah, in the regular season.
Right. Yeah. And then I'm just gonna give you a quick run just so you can I'm going to skip Western Kentucky and I'll come back because we're going to talk about that because we're going to play them here in just a little while. But you said we're going to beat South Florida 45-10. You told us that in Wisconsin, Jalen Milroe would run for 212 yards. We would also win that game convincingly from 31 to 16.
No doubt about that.
Right. Georgia, number one seat Georgia, you said that we would win that game 21-17. Then you had something happen. You said you felt wrong about that. We're going to win it 27-17. Then we're going to play Vandy. We're only going to beat Vandy by 3, 24-21. You said we didn't have to show up to that game. And then we'd win by a field goal. And then you said that South Carolina we'd shut out South Carolina 10-0, but Kalen DeBoer is going to be on the hot seat.
He's barely going to beat Vandy.
Is it? Yeah. Is all this sound right? Tennessee, yeah. Number 15, Tennessee. We're going to beat them 49-3 in Tennessee.
That's right.
Then we're going to fall in love with Kalen at this game. This is where the Alabama fandom will fall in love with Kalen.
That's correct.
Right. Missouri, number 11, Missouri, we beat them 31-30 in what looks to be a nail biter. Then we're going to travel, LSU. I think we play LSU at home. No, we go to
Tiger Stadium.
Right.
I'm telling you, Kalen's going to walk in, and they're going to pan the camera on his face. You mark this down. They're going to pan the camera on his face. His eyes are going to be so wide, he ain't going to know what to do. He's going to be in Tiger State. It's going to be loud, boy. It's
going to be a shock. He's not ready for what that looks like.
No.
What do you think he could do to prepare for that game?
Well, probably – wouldn't hurt to go to New Orleans and check out Louisiana to at least have a feel for what Louisianians are like. That would be the start.
Right.
But I outside of that, that's about all he could do.
Right.
To get ready.
You said that we would lose to LSU 24-38. You said it was going to be so bad that LSU will start kneeling the ball with 6 minutes to go. With respect.
That's true. I may have said that. Yes.
With respect for Nick Saban, they'll start to kneel with 6 minutes left.
Yes. Correct.
And then Mercer, we beat them 62-3. They will score first with a field goal.
Yes, they will.
Oklahoma, we give them a welcome to the SEC by 48-14. We destroy them. Then we lose to Auburn in Tuscaloosa, 21-10.
Yeah, it's going to hurt.
But I mean, these are just the facts. We can't. They're just the facts.
Yeah.
So we have a 2-loss, 11-1 season. That's what. That's what you said. Right.
Well, LSU would be 1 loss and Auburn would be, I guess that's 2 losses there, ain't it?
Yeah. I mean, you started saying we're going to have 11-1 season and then you said we lose 2 games.
You don't really count that Mercer game. You know what I mean? But you said
we're going to win that game.
We are. I mean, we're going to win it, but if you, yeah. Sometimes it's just the way it is. 11-1, 11-2, it's all the same. Once you lose one, it don't even matter.
Right. Okay. So, okay. Then if I could quote you, we go to bowl games, you say, we demolish all teams.
Oh.
Then.
Starting out at number 12.
Yeah, you said we come in at number 12. Your statement was we demolished all teams. And then a few statements later, we lose to Georgia by 3 in the championship. Or Florida Atlantic. You wasn't sure which one that would be.
No, I know it's not going to be Florida Atlantic.
Okay. So you're
– take them out for real. I mean
– okay.
I know.
Okay.
But yeah, we win every game in the bowl.
Okay. Including the national championship?
I mean, no, because we're going to lose to Georgia. But right there, pretty much. Almost.
Yeah.
I mean, we're barely going to lose to Georgia.
Right. By 3.
Yeah, by 3.
Okay. Well, let's turn our gaze to 6 p.m. on August 31st, 2024. We open the game 6 o'clock.
That's today.
Yes, opening game is against Western Kentucky. Your prediction for this game is 52-3.
Oh yeah.
Is that correct? Okay.
Oh, I'm yeah.
And you also gave another compelling prediction for those who would like to bet on this. It's quite the bet. He said that Western Kentucky will kick a 62-yard field goal for their 3 points.
That is correct.
Okay.
And I would like to start out by saying I don't promote gambling, but if you do gamble, you can take that one to the bank.
Take it to the bank.
That's money.
All right. How do you feel about Kalen going into this game? Have you watched SportsCenter?
Well, time out. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but can we just start calling him Waylon? Kalen is not, don't have that, you know, championship dominating, I'm a man's man, I'm going to take this team and go. Kalen just don't, that name don't have that. So I've started calling him Waylon in memory of Waylon Jennings. Yeah, I mean, because I just feel like that just sounds better.
You think if he would have came in singing, "Are you sure Nick done it this way? Oh, Nick made it here. We're all sure that you will, but I don't think Nick done it this way." You think that would have helped him?
That would help with the fan base a lot.
Yeah.
it would. I feel like he's struggling with the fan base. I really do. Well, and I think it comes down to his name.
Well, so it's solely his name, has nothing to do with following Nick Saban.
Oh no, no, not at all. I mean, anybody. I mean, I wouldn't say anybody can follow Nick Saban, but a lot of people could.
Well, because he's set it up for you. He's teed it up. You just got to go out there and hit it.
Exactly. I mean, he has all of his players there. I mean, all you got to do, really, all Waylon's got to do is just show up and say, hey, boys, everything that Nick taught you, go do it.
Have you changed his last name, too?
I have not done that yet, but I have to. I can't go with DeBoer.
What's wrong with DeBoer?
Sounds like that meat you get down there at the market.
Oh, Boar's Head.
Yeah. That's it. Sounds like you need to be in Arkansas, not Alabama, old Boar's Head. Every time I think of him, like, that's an Arkansas coach. That ain't Alabama's coach. So he's got to come up with something different.
So would you like to propose a last name for him?
I ain't thought about it a whole lot, but I kind of have. I mean, if we just call him, like, Waylon Shores, that's close to his name, and we have Gulf Shores in Alabama, Waylon Shores, I feel like that goes better. And I feel like that's like the tide's going to roll. I'm with the Shores. I'm in Alabama. Got Gulf Shores. I'm ready. You know, I mean, like I'm a fit for Alabama. Robama.
Well, I actually Waylon Shores is a great name, and I think that makes sense, actually.
What we need to call.
Okay, so Waylon is kicking off the night with the Tide at 6 p.m. against Western Kentucky. Any other feelings about this game? And we've already said your prediction. What do you have any anxiety about this game? Or are you just pumped up and ready to go?
I'm fired up. I am ready. I've thought about it a lot. I actually have a feeling that Jalen Milroe will not start. And I'm not just saying that. I mean it. I feel like that Waylon has been talking about him starting just to throw Western Kentucky off.
Who is starting?
Whatever that backup quarterback's name is. I can't get too specific.
Oh, what's his face?
What is his name? But he'll be one starter.
Okay. Well, I can't wait. What do you have any thoughts of what the halftime score might be?
Well, the halftime score is going to be Bama's going to come out. I'm just going to tell you this. It's not going to look pretty. Nobody needs to get all up in a frenzy. Nobody needs to get upset about nothing. It's not going to look good whenever it's sitting there 10-3 at halftime. But whenever we come out in that third quarter
and put up 42 points,
then, because, you know, starting second half, that's whenever Jalen's going to come in.
Do you think it's that he hasn't proven his starter position, or you think that this is all a ploy by Waylon?
So this is all game plan. Okay. This is all game plan. If you go back and study Waylon at his other schools, this is all game plan.
What school was
He'll
he at
do
before?
Stuff like this. Wisconsin.
Oh, see, this whole time I thought it was Washington.
But, Washington. What? Washington? Yeah.
So one of them. Hey, one of them plays start with the W. You know what I mean?
It was Washington. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, man, Chris, I mean, I can't wait to see this game. I wish that we were watching it together, on your new TV. And I know you're excited about it. I know the family's excited about it. Are you planning on taking any time off first of the week to recover from this game?
Well, I'm taking Monday off. I am taking Monday off. because it's a holiday.
Right. Yeah. Have you debated on riding down to Tuscaloosa to celebrate with the team?
No, too much traffic. There's just too much traffic down there.
Okay.
I can't. I'll probably ride that way and end up probably in the Vance area. And just that way I'm headed there and my, you know, got my heart there, but then I'll turn around and come back to beat the traffic.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Well, that I was
Tuscaloosa traffic would be behind me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, Chris, what I want to do, and if you're okay with this, I would like to give you a call at halftime just for a few minutes. I want you to give us almost like a coach would on the sidelines, but a little more extended than that. But I'd just like to give you a call at halftime for you just give us an update on what you how you think O'Shores is doing. Like to see what you think about the quarterback situation, see what we can do to improve on the game. I know that you actually personally play NCAA on the PlayStation frequently, so you know how to call plays.
Oh, I do. I can probably tell you what's going to happen before it happens.
Man, I'm glad I ain't watching it with you.
I'm telling you, y'all ain't studied like I have. You got to study these coaches. That's the thing. These players, you know, they come and go, and I don't even get me started on NIL. We'll talk about that later. But right now, you call me back at halftime, and I will have you a report. I'll be ready because I'm going to tell you this right now. It's going to be 10-3, maybe 13-3. It's going to be somewhere between 10 and 13-3 at halftime, and I'll let you know what's going to happen then in that locker room. And then on the second half of that ball game.
All right. Well, man, this is great. This is good stuff. I'm ready to watch it, man. Hey, happy game day. And, we'll talk to you at halftime.
Okay. Hey, you just call me back. If my phone ain't dead, I'll answer. Okay.
Go put that thing on charge.
I'm do that.
What are you eating for the game?
Oh, I'm venturing out. I'm going to have taco salad, the same thing I do every game.
Do you think? Okay.
Taco salad, little jalapenos, put me a little cheese on there. If I'm feeling like authentic Mexican, I'll squeeze me a lime on it. Man, it's going to be good.
Nah, that's awesome, Chris. We'll talk to you at halftime.
All right, roll Bama. Hello?
Is this Chris Aaron?
Obama!
Chris, we're at halftime.
Go ahead.
We're at halftime.
Don't stand a chance.
To what?
Western Kentucky don't stand a chance.
You know, how you feeling about this game?
Oh man, I feel great. Listen. Our offense needs a little help. Okay, we're a little rusty. Okay, our defense, we bending but not breaking. Okay, 42-0.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be amiss if I didn't recall the prediction of this game is 52-3 by you. We've had a couple of close calls in the red zone where I thought they might have got a touchdown. Then I thought they might have kicked a field goal. But as you have so eloquently put, we're bending but not breaking.
We bend but we don't break. Hey, let me tell you this. Let me say this right now. Whenever I tell you I got a feeling, I have a feeling. 52-3 Bama.
Yeah, I think you got to stick with this prediction. Of course, I knew you were going to, and the conviction that you told us previously. How you feel about Waylon? How's he doing?
Oh, hey, listen, I like it. Any coach that will get their players hurt during warm-up, that's a coach. That is a coach. That's what you want.
Now, how did you feel when we opened the game and we had a few technical issues?
Set up. That's a setup.
Okay. Who was behind that?
The Western Kentucky coach, because he done said the other day. He said we're going to a lot of hand signals in case there's any technical difficulties with our headset.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then what happens? First play of the game, technical difficulty. That right there, that is set up by them from the word go.
Oh wow! See, I didn't.
Two words for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Defense. Yeah. Can't be stopped. We'll just intercept the ball.
You know,
we're toying with them. Let them get inside 30-yard line and toy with you.
Well, I have noticed. The first quarter, it did look like the offense struggled to get the first possession to even get a first down. But then in the second quarter, I mean, we're doing two plays and scoring a touchdown. Is that how you saw this going? Did you see Jalen making these plays? Did you see the offense progressing like that? And what do you think will look like in the second half?
Oh, second half. Listen, I want to go ahead and put this out there so no one's surprised. It's going to be an ugly second half. We're only scoring 10 points. Okay. And they're only going to score 3. It's going to be an ugly second half. But, I mean, we still blow them out 52-3. And what we have done, we have not, on the first play of the Alabama offensive game, we come out and we ran, okay? And then we hit a little bit of a lull, okay?
A rough patch, if you will.
Yeah, like a rough patch. Just for a minute. Because we're trying to sling the ball around. We're going to throw the ball. We're going to let Jalen run. By the way, I meant to say this from the word go. That play that they called for Jalen to run in, that's the exact same thing I do on NCAA. The same play. If I'm inside the 15-yard line, you just pull all your guys left. And you roll him out like he's going to, and then he just wide open straight on into the end zone. I called that. I called it.
So just so I'm clear, all of your coaching experience is from NCAA football on PlayStation.
Well, I've never actually been a coach before other than that. So
I just wanted to clarify that for anyone listening and that were curious of why we cared what you thought.
Well, I'm like 5-3 right now. You need to listen.
You're right. And as far as I'm concerned, on predicting this football game, wow. I mean,
call it 1-0.
Follow the math.
That's it. Our running game is phenomenal. He don't want to showcase it in this game. That's all it is. He just don't want to showcase it. He's saving it for South Florida.
So do you don't think that he's just departing from Saban and wanting to do his own thing? He's actually this is all a ruse from Waylon.
I don't know what that word means exactly, but I think I agree with that statement. What you say? A ruse? Ruse? Use that normal word.
It's a ploy. It's a device.
Like a trick.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's trying to trick them. Yeah. That's what he's doing.
Now,
he don't want South Florida to see our running game.
Okay. I'll just comment a little bit on we did record a thing where you specifically talked about using the right word for the in the English language. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, vocabulary.
Yeah.
It's an important thing.
Yeah.
You need it. There's a lot of words in the vocabulary English language, but you need to use the ones that's common that people know.
Okay. So you're not saying you need a big vocabulary. You need a very limited one and to talk directly and use those very limited words.
Yeah. Maybe like a third grade reading level.
Okay.
Be good.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to depart on that. But, depart means get away from.
I know what that.
Okay. So we need to look for a field goal in the second half from Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
And you're so far you're pleased with Waylon Shores and how he's coaching this team.
Oh, I am. He got fired up at the ref. Like it. I'm talking about fired up. In his face, talking about, I don't care if his headset don't work, I ain't going to take mine off. Which, hey, I'm in full agreement. You know, his headset ain't working, ain't my fault.
Right.
He's in our house anyway. We got to cater to him.
Right.
But, yeah, he's fired up. He smiles a little bit more. That's the Kalen coming out in it.
Right.
If he was Waylon, he wouldn't smile quite that much. He would smirk more, not smile. I don't mind if a coach smirks, like, gotcha, you know. Yeah, we scored again. Yeah, we intercepted the ball again. Yeah, we hit the quarterback again. A smirk, like, gotcha. But he shows his teeth a little bit too much.
All right.
Well, almost like a salesman would show his teeth whenever – you know, try and come across friendly. We don't want you friendly.
Right.
We want you, I am, you know, but that's, he can't help it. His mom and dad named him Caleb. He can't help it.
Right. Well, we got two more quarters of football coming up. I'll be interested to see your take and to see where the score ends up. You got anything else?
A lot of defense. Two words, defense. You're going to see a lot of it. It's going to be sloppy offense on both sides. It's going to be messy. You're going to see two fumbles by Alabama. Okay? It's not going to be pretty. But we are going to get 10 points. Okay? And they are going to not want the shutout. So they're going to kick a long 62-yard field goal. And it's barely going to sneak through the left upright. I mean, it's barely going to sneak through. But it'll get there. And we'll end this game 52-3. You can take that to the bank.
Okay. Real quick, before we go watch the second half, I do want to point out one thing. And I want you to tell me this. What's the score right now, first half of the game?
First half of the game, Bama 42, Western Kentucky 0.
Okay, I just want you to know that your prediction for that was 10-3 at halftime, or 13-3.
I mean, but the final prediction is 52-3. Why are you focused on that? You're focused on the wrong thing. Why are you focused on what I said about the first half?
I was just clearing.
That's already been played. There ain't no need in us looking back. I said 10-3, 13-3. You know, I didn't predict that we was going to get two interceptions like we did either.
Okay.
If I would have predicted that, then I would have said, hey, it's going to be 42-0.
Right. And you know what? I apologize.
Well, you're
for nothing. Okay. We'll see. we'll talk to you after the final after the end of the game, and we'll get your full take on the game, Chris. And thanks or Pee-wee. We don't know what to call you at this point. We'll see how it ends up. Roll Tide.
Three words before we leave. Three words. Roll and Tide. ROLLTIDE, Roll Tide.
Hey. Well, how about that? How about the tide rolling?
No. Wait till they have them boys rolling in the second half.
Yeah.
A rammer jammer.
Yeah. I mean, they really exceeded expectations, I guess, you know.
Man, they come out as ready. Oh boy, I was ready to roll. You can't stop it. Let me ask you something. Have you ever been to the Gulf Shores of Alabama and seen the tide rolling in? You can't stop it. It's gonna do what it's gonna do.
So it's safe to say you're happy with this performance. That
we saw. 108%.
Yeah.
Bama could have hung 200 points on them.
They just out of respect, they didn't.
They put what was that third string quarterback, Long Run? They put him in there, and he even looked good.
Yeah.
Ty Simpson come in middle of third quarter. I mean, hey, can't stop the tide.
Yeah, so, I mean, you were as close as this prediction as anyone that listened to anything that you said could imagine that you would be. Quite frankly, we're all shocked that it's as close as it did, and there were a few times that we thought that the field goal might happen to actually seal this in. I'd like to point out that Auburn's score at one point was 52-3.
Yeah, and Ohio State, did you see their score?
I did not. I don't watch anything but Alabama play. I don't even know about other teams.
I don't know if it was 52-3, but for some reason I think I've seen that. And 52-6. That's what it was. 52-6 was theirs.
Okay. You and, know, I did see that Mississippi State beat Eastern Kentucky 56-7, so it was really close too.
Yeah. I mean, I was all over.
You were. I mean, I'm impressed. Now, I know that you have been worried about Waylon Shores. A little bit,
yeah.
But you've kind of been bought in from the beginning because you have expressed that you think that Nick Saban's there. You really think he's driving the ship anyway.
Well, yeah, that's verbatim actually to what I've said. So yeah, I'd have to agree with that statement.
Yeah, but do you feel like after this performance that you know, Waylon is going to, you know, be the guy? How do you feel?
Minimum of 12 seasons. After today's performance, I'm probably going to take that loss away from Bama and give them a W.
Wait. Which loss to bring us to? I'm a little confused on how we need to. Our record with two losses and one loss, but I would like to just which one are we going to win?
Oh, LSU.
Okay, so LSU
and Auburn.
Oh, we're undefeated.
Undefeated.
Okay.
Undefeated.
Right.
After what I've seen tonight, undefeated. I mean, we have. Everything in place. The only thing we need to do is to, just iron out a few little things. That's all.
Right. What would you say the weakest part of our game is?
Well, we did not. We did not return a punt for a touchdown. We could do better at that.
Did you like that our punt returner, he would not call a fair catch?
Oh, I did love that. I would like to see him in the future probably go ahead and call for a fair catch. It's okay. I mean, you know, I like the toughness.
Right.
But it does make me nervous down the stretch. Your arms get tired. I mean, after a couple guys, I don't know why you're laughing. Your arms get tired after a couple games and you can't cradle that ball like you need to.
I'm sorry. That really got me. Oh, your arms get tired. I you know what? And yeah. This goes to show you that you know more about college football than I do. I didn't realize that's what plagued punt returners was arm fatigue.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
You've been catching balls in practice all week long.
Right, and so you only have so many catches for a punt. You only got so much you can do during that game.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Well, I'm asking you. That was a question.
you're correct. Okay. Down the stretch, after two or three of them games, by the time you get to Georgia, you know, your arm strength ain't what it used to be when we catching the ball. You know, you got me tickled.
Me? I've got you tickled.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, hey, it was a great night for Alabama fans, Alabama football. It's a W. I mean, it was an expected win. If we didn't beat Western Kentucky, we paid them $1.9 million to be there. So, you know, I hope.
We paid how much?
$1.9 million. We sure did. That's tied with the most anyone has paid for somebody to play someone. So
that's like hiring another college kid to play ball on NIL deal.
Oh, man, we're going to have to visit this NIL deal with you, Chris. And also,
I hate it. Well, I hate it. Don't get me started.
Yeah. Well, Pee Wee's post game here after the first game against Western Kentucky, Alabama wins 63-0. Hey, real quick. Convincing. It was very convincing. Now, what did you feel about the commentator saying that he could have scored more points than Nick Saban ever has, but that didn't happen? Were you hoping that would happen for him to kind of like, hey, I'm here? Or did you?
No, it's called respect.
Okay.
And that's what made me gain a little bit more respect toward him, because he knew he could do that. He could just throw Jalen Milroe back in there and said, hey, son. Because they can talk through the headset, through the helmets now. Hey, son, I want you just to run the ball and give me a touchdown right here so that I can be the man for a minute. But he didn't do that. And that was the respect thing, as it should be.
I got you.
Because I thought that had he done that, Saban probably would have fired him.
Right. What do you have any ties to the inside of Alabama football that you
can
get
neither I can neither confirm or deny that statement.
I understand.
I have to watch it about things I say on air.
This is pre-recorded. We're actually not on air, but I get what you're saying.
You know,
I understand.
I just can't say. I can't say something.
Right.
Do I know people? Yes. Have I been told things? Yes. Was it by Saban himself? Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
I got you.
But the tide rolled. I mean, let's not make this about me. This is about the tide.
You're right. It is. Last thing,
this is all about them.
Last thing, and this is about you. They didn't kick a field goal to win, and we put about 11 more points than you thought we would. Why do you think that was, and is there any reason for discrepancy in what you said and the actual score of the game?
They actually did exactly what I said they was going to do. I said 50. I said it's going to be at least 52-3, at least. And actually, it ended up being, what was the final score?
63-0.
63, thank you. 63-0. That's at least 52-3. Because that's 63-0. So, surprised me? No. Am I correct? Yes. Could you have won money? Yeah, you could have if you would listen to me.
Right. You covered the spread, sure.
I did. I'll do it again next week.
Okay, next week we look forward to South Florida. Is there any advice you got for the team?
Yeah, how about let's don't pull Jalen Milroe this year like we did last year. Let's don't do that.
Okay.
Because Jalen Milroe, he struggled. If you remember last year, he struggled against South Florida.
But
it ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen. This new coach, this new era. This new time in football. Right. And it's going to be 45-10, Bama.
I mean, what more can we say?
Nothing. But I do like the fact, if I can hit on one thing that I like about this coach.
Okay.
That I mean this from the bottom of my soul, my heart, is he'll bring a kid in during practice and let him score a touchdown.
Do what?
But he won't let the other team score a touchdown. And that's on record.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Any man that'll let a kid score a touchdown but won't let the opposing team score a touchdown, that's my coach.
You've said this twice now. That's my coach this weekend. Yeah, have you totally in your heart let go of Saban?
Look, everybody deals with grief in different ways, right? You got all kinds of stages of grief. I started grieving Saban 3 years ago, before he ever even left. I'm on record for saying Saban's about to retire and Saban's about to go. And everybody disagreed with me. But I knew it. And so I started letting go then. So am I over Saban? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's gone.
I mean, you might as well be.
Should they name the stadium after him? No, you don't never name a stadium after somebody still alive. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. And if I hear one more thing about oatmeal cream pie, my gosh, I'm going to go throw all mine away.
How many you got?
Couple boxes, but I'll throw them away. I'm tired of hearing about oatmeal cream pies.
Right.
That commercial is off. I should have had oatmeal cream pie in there. Really? Let the man let him be old and do his commercials. Make his money.
Okay. Anything else you got, Chris?
No, that I guess that's about it. Just, you know, I was right. And I look forward to next week. I look forward to seeing the tide roll. They're going to steamroll over South Florida. What they call it? Are they the Dolphins? The Bulls? South Florida Bulls?
Yeah.
What an idiot. They ought to be called the Sharks or something. Not the Bulls or Texas.
I mean.
Not Florida. They definitely ain't going to win. They don't even know how to name their ball team. No wonder they ain't no good.
Well,
they got a bunch of goofballs up there trying to run that place. They called them bulls in South Florida. They ain't even a bull in South Florida. They're not even known for that. It's too hot.
I think they have bulls in Florida.
I guarantee you they don't. Jared, they don't have bulls in Florida.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Name me one bull in South Florida. There ain't no bull in South Florida. Oh, you don't go to South Florida to get you meat.
My brother has in-laws that have bulls in Florida.
Where's he at?
I mean, he's in Tallahassee, but...
That ain't South.
I mean, you're right, but I'm just saying, I'm sure they got them down there, too.
They ain't got bulls in South Florida. It's too hot. The bulls would overheat.
Ocala is a huge cattle place.
Where's that at?
Florida?
You know, I ain't good with geography.
Well.
Ocala?
Yeah. Well, regardless, I digress. Well, next week, we'll see. This is Pee-wee's predictions, and this is where we pick the mind of Chris Aaron, a.k.a. Pee-wee, and we see what his mind is for all things Alabama sports, mainly Alabama football. He is a mastermind. He's a genius. The proof is in his prediction this week. He knows what he's talking about. We'll just see how this season goes. And Chris has already changed, or Pee-wee rather, he's already changed his predictions. He's made modifications that were set in stone, and they have changed to we're winning at LSU. Do you want to give a new prediction for LSU and Auburn?
Oh yeah, are you ready? Do you want to do that right now?
Well, I think it's fresh on your mind. I really like to hear it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. LSU is going to be beat by Bama. We'll hang 56 on them. It'll be 56-17.
Okay, and in Auburn?
Auburn? Hugh Freeze gonna be crying for Nick Saban again. Let me try to beat him one more time. I beat Nick Saban twice. Barely. Waylon, he ain't gonna have no mercy on him. That's the game. Mark this down. Write it down so you don't forget. That's the game where Waylon actually scores more points than Saban ever did. He put 73 on Auburn. 73-49.
73-49, Bama.
Yes.
We're going to score 73 points on our biggest rival game.
Yes. I seen it tonight. We could have put 208 points up tonight.
I'm just making a note here. Okay, that's great. This is big news. When I submit this here in a second, I'm sure the Vegas spread will change after this news that you're giving everybody.
I don't care if it changes or not. I know what I know.
Yeah.
I know what I seen out of my team tonight.
Right.
And I seen a lot of good things. I mean, did you see the way Haynes ran the ball?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and Milrow had the second most rushing yards on the team. Do you know that?
I assume that. No, I don't really get into all the stats. I just remember Haynes because any man that has the same name as an underwear, he's got to be tough. He's got to put up with some crap. You know what I mean? He's going to run through some crap if he's got the same name as underwear. And that's how he ran too.
Oh my gosh.